So let's review. The Gemara earlier discussed whether hakafa is kal harosh, shmei hakafa or lav shmei hakafa, whether shaving the entire head is also considered rounding the corners and forbidden. Lema hakafa is kal harosh tanoihi. The Gemara wants to show that perhaps this is actually a machlokes tanoim. The pasuk regarding mitzvah says, "V'hoye b'yom hashvi'i galechas kol sarei es reisha beziknoi." The mitzvah shaves all of his hair. The word reisha, specifically mentioning his head, is superfluous because it already says es kol sarei, all his hair. One brisa says that the word is needed to tell us that every mitzvah shaves his head despite the prohibition of leisakiva pas reishchem, shaving off the peis. While the second brisa says that it is only needed to include even a nazir mitzvah, despite the asay v'loisa say forbidding a nazir to shave. At first, the Gemara explains that the first brisa holds hakavas kalaroi shmei hakafa, and so every mitzvah violates this prohibition when shaving his entire head. The pasuk is therefore needed lemitchi lav gereda to tell us that the asay of the mitzvah shaving his hair overrides the lav of hakavas kalaroi. The second brisa, however, holds that hakavas kalaroi loy shmei hakafa, and so a regular mitzvah does not violate a prohibition when he shaves. Therefore, the pasuk is only needed lemitchi es loisa se v'asay to teach that a mitzvah may shave while he is also a nazir, even though he violates both the lav of tar liyav al reishe and the asay of kodesh yeh godel peres al reishe. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. The kuli amah kavas kalaroish mahakafa. Perhaps all agree that shaving the entire head is forbidden. The first brisa therefore learns from this pasuk that a regular mitzvah shaves his head, thereby teaching us the principle of asay duchelois asay, a positive commandment overrides a prohibition. The second brisa, on the other hand, uses reishe for asay duchelois asay in the case of nazir mitzvah, because he has an alternate source for asay duchelois asay. The Torah writes leisil b'shatnes, the prohibition against wearing clothing of a mixture of wool and linen, and immediately thereafter writes gedilim tasalach, the mitzvah of tzitzis, to teach us that hagedilim tasalacham mehem, you may wear tzitzis of shatnes. Now, once we learned the principle of asay duchelois asay, we know that a mitzvah shaves as well, because the asay of the mitzvah overrides the lav of hakavas reish. Therefore, reish is not needed for mitzvah, but for nazir mitzvah, which is a lois asay v'asay. The first brisa, however, derives a different halacha from this juxtaposition, that tzitzis are made from tzemer or pishtim, even though another pasuk says, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakanof, which indicates min kanof. The tzitzis may be made from whatever material the garment is made of. Rav explains that, tzitzis of wool or linen can be used for garments of all materials, while shar minan, b'minan patron, shalei b'minan, ain't a patron. Other materials may only be used for tzitzis if they are of the same material as the garment. We have established that from the extra word reisha, the first brisa derives the principle of asay d'chaleis asay, while according to the second brisa, this pasuk teaches us asay d'chaleis asay ba'asay in the case of nazir mitzvah. There is actually another source for the principle of asay duchelois asay v'asay regarding mitzvah. The superfluous word zikonai in the pasuk of mitzvah teaches that a kohen mitzvah shaves his beard, even though he transgresses the prohibition leisashches es pasuk anecha and the positive commandment kadeshim yu for a kohen to maintain his holiness. Therefore, the first brisa, which uses reishay for asay duchelois asay, indeed learns asay duchelois asay v'asay for kohen mitzvah from zikonai, and we can apply asay d'chaleis asay v'asay to nazir mitzvah as well. However, the second brisa does not learn asay d'chaleis asay v'asay from zikonai, because mikoyin lo yalfinan, shekin lav she'in ha'shava b'koyel. The prohibitions of a koyin are not universal, and so they can more easily be overridden. Therefore, he needs the pasuk reisha to teach that we say asay d'chaleis asay v'asay for nazir mitzvah. The Gemara eventually explains that according to both brises, the word reisha implies that any mitzvah can shave his head, and the word zikonai implies that any mitzvah can shave his beard, and we can learn from either pasuk that we say asay d'chaleis asay v'asay regarding kohen mitzvah and nazir mitzvah. However, the Gemara explains that we need both pesukim, because kohen and mitzvah cannot be learned from each other. Kohen min nazir lo yalev shekin lav sheyeshnu b'sheila. A nazir has a leniency that his prohibition can be annulled. The kohen's prohibitions are not universal. These are reasons for each to be more easily overridden. Therefore, we need both pesukim to teach us that asay d'chaleis v'asay applies to both kohen mitzvah and nazir mitzvah to shave their heads despite the lois asay v'asay. And the Gemara adds that bi'alma lo yalfinu minayu, These leniencies are also the reason why we cannot derive from these psukim a general principle of asid b'chalei sevaseh. Rather, this halacha is unique to kayim etzayra and nazim etzayra.